Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have with me today Tim and Ben, who are both participants in Park Run, and they're going to tell us all about it and how good it is for VIs, so hopefully lots of you will get involved. Hi guys.
Hello Jo.
Hello Jo.
So do you want to start by telling us how you two got involved with Park Run?
I personally, it's Tim here, I got involved with Park Run after doing London Marathon in 2010 to try and keep my focus on running and training. Park Run is a 5k run held all across the country, free to enter. All you've got to do is register with them on a Friday or before Friday, and you can get your time and results from that Saturday morning. They're not worried about timings of runs. Ben and I have done runs where we've taken over an hour to complete them. We also have got personal bests where we do 33 minutes. And that time is coming down. We run mainly at Exeter or Killerton. Exeter Park Run is a very flat course, which is mainly on tarmac with a slight bit on field. Which Ben prefers.
Yeah.
And we also do Killerton, which is a trail or cross-country run, both being 5K, both being timed exactly the same way.
So Park Run takes place every week, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. 9 o'clock every Saturday morning. Unless you're lucky enough to live in Scotland, where it's 9:30 because of daylight hours.
So they're all over the country, aren't they?
They're all over the world. There's something like 50-odd thousand park runs across the world, with park runners taking place, with Exeter having about 150 roughly and Killerton having around 150 to 200 runners on a weekly basis. There are about 790,000 runners in the world running park run events on a regular basis.
Great. So Ben, you're visually impaired, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so Tim, you run as Ben's guide, do you?
As Ben's guide, yes. We're tied together. We hold on to a toddler link between the two of us, which is made of a high visibility coating as well, so other runners can actually see that there is a link between the two of us to save anyone trying to run through between us. Ben finds that way the best way to run. Other people with VI conditions run with a solid like baton, or literally side by side with each other, with other guides.
So Park Run has volunteers as well, doesn't it? Which is what makes it very accessible.
Park Run is free of charge. The way they mainly succeed on that is by having volunteers coming along on a weekly basis to do the roles that would normally have to be organised to be done. They still need to be organised, but you are asked to volunteer 3 times a year. Today, Ben and I have both done Park Run at Exeter Riverside Park Run, and we tailmarked it, which is running behind the last runner and just making sure everyone gets around safely and allowing the marshals who are actually out on the course to know that they are finished and we are the tailmarkers. They can pack up and start getting ready to go back to the base and start.
So if somebody who is visually impaired wanted to start doing Park Run, how would they go about that, and would they need to take their own guide, or are there volunteers who would help with that as well?
With Park Run, there is no database as yet of visual impairment guide runners, but majority of the park runs are willing to lend a person to guide you. So as long as you can get to the park run, as long as you can discuss it with park run via email beforehand, that you're aiming to go along to a park run, you're aiming for this time or that time, or you're just happy to get round, they'll assign someone to you to actually guide you around the course. We've got a good friend who actually travels around. She's been down to Killerton a couple of times. She's been to Exeter Park Run recently when we haven't been there. And she's run the course. She's actually from London and she runs in London on a regular basis. But she just emails the park run at the park run she's wanting to go to. She emails their office, which is a park run office, with the title of the park run you're doing in it, and they look into it and see who's near that time and email the runners and see whether they're willing to guide them.
Sounds great. I think loads of people should start getting fit and do parkrun.
It's absolutely brilliant. So.
And the beauty of it is that it takes place in the same venue, at the same venue, every week, doesn't it? So that you could get to know the course pretty well.
Yes, you can. Ben, with Exeter, with Killerton, with Bournemouth as well, Ben?
Yeah.
With Bournemouth, Ben's got to know the courses pretty well. With Exeter Riverside, Ben is guided through the course, but after about three quarters of the way back, we're on tarmac path, and he's quite happy, and I'm quite happy for him to run on and do the course himself. He struggles with one part of the course because of all the routes and that, don't you?
Yes.
But that's about it. But when we go to a new park run, Ben is very reliant on the tether to actually know where to go and what to do and where routes and hazards and things like that are, aren't you?
Yeah. It's like I've done Killerton a few times on my own, haven't I?
But with registering, if you register with your... When you register with an email address. You register with phone number. If you register with your phone number as well as your email address, all the details come through to your phone to say that you've run at whichever park run you've run at and the time that you achieved that week.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So if you also volunteer at them, it comes up that thanking you for volunteering to help their runners.
Great. Sounds like a real community event. Really good to get involved with.
The other thing with park run is if you are under 17 and you run 10 runs, which is only 50k or 30 miles over period of time, you get a free t-shirt supplied by Parkrun. If you're over 17 or as well, if you're under 17 and you run 50 runs, you get a free t-shirt, and again at 100 and 250 runs, all marking the anniversary of that the anniversary stage of that run. So with a 10 on the back or 50 on the back, 100 or 250 on the back.
Right. So
the other thing is each park run itself, if you're registered as a home park run, you are stand a chance of winning the monthly prize, which was a voucher with Sweatshop to enable you to get a pair of trainers.
Which I've won once.
Yep. Well done.
So I'm still waiting to win it, yeah. Parkrun itself isn't based on speed, it's based on getting out there and enjoying yourself on the course.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much, Tim and Ben, for joining me. It's been really good to talk to you, and hopefully lots of people will get involved.
Thank you very much, Jo.
Thank you very much, Jo.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.